Narrative frameworks. 9. Religion. There are stories that have ego at their base. Stories that are lost to the level of the limitation and have no narrative beyond it. And yet what we call ego is not necessarily wrong or bad. What we call ego can be, our sense of self can be lost into it. Or our sense of self can be beyond it. And so there are stories where ego is seen as the means through which the ultimate has its relative journey. These are spiritual stories, religious stories. How do we see ourselves, and how do we see the stories that we have been presented with throughout antiquity? Is this useless dogma or hidden wisdom in plain sight? Can these stories be read differently depending on the state of the self that reads them? Do these stories have general mass meanings? And do these stories have interior meanings for the initiated to see? Religious stories for the initiated, self-realized and uninitiated, they serve a different purpose. The former guides to transcendence of that, transcendence beyond what is false and into what is real. Guides for self-realization. And the purpose these religious stories serve for the uninitiated is perhaps to bind into some sense of kinship or collective or group or for individual personal solace. But the true meaning of religion is to bind back, to return to source. This is beyond fanciful hope and fanciful appeasement. This binding back is the atonement, the at-one-ment, the unity of perceiver with perceived, subject and object. For religion is to bind back to that which we most truly are. And seeing this is seeing beyond dogma. Not partite, but universal heart. So you see, conventionally, religion may just be to be part of a herd. But ultimately, provide signposts to transcend beyond all constructed values of limitation and into the raw value and essence beyond any human construction of the real. Other than that real, all religion is just a story. All religions are different stories of reality. Can't we learn from all stories and orient ourselves? Can't we learn from all the stories we hear and yet trust the inner sense that is consciousness itself guiding us on? The resonance of a story we carry forward.